that are visiting with us today. We're delighted that you're here, and we want to invite you to come back and be with us every opportunity that you have. And Hollis, we appreciate the good prayer. Brad reading the scriptures today. And Freddie doing a great job in leading the singing. And I want to talk with you today about Thanksgiving. And naturally then I want you all to help me in a song that we sing a lot here. Now I hope you don't get tired of that song. I've got different people that come to me and they'll tell me, they'll say, please lead that song. They don't have to tell me what song it is. I know what they're talking about. God is so good. And I hate to bother you, but if you can stand, but if you can't, that's fine. Will you stand up and let's begin our service with that as far as my part in the service is concerned. God. Thank you very much. Please be seated. In the Word of God that Brad read for us this morning, from Psalms 100, look at some of the phrases that are used in this particular passage. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I hope we did that today. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enjoy it. Smile. Be happy. Come before His presence with singing. Some of you have absolutely beautiful voices. The other of us don't have that pretty voice, but we still like to sing. And then, know ye that the Lord is God? I know He is. You know He is. We all agree that the Lord is God. Notice that He says, it is He that hath made us. Who made you? Where'd you come from? The Bible tells us it was God. Did we do it ourselves? No. Where did we come from? We came from God who made us. And as a result of such, we, look at that. We, people, individuals, men, women, boys, girls, young, middle-aged, old. We are His people who have obeyed Him, who are serving Him. And what a joyful thing. We are the sheep of His pasture. Who is our shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23. And then the psalmist adds, enter His gates with, I mean, joyful thanksgiving. We come into where He is to worship Him. We worship Him with gladness. We enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And into His courts, wherever He is, we praise Him. We honor Him, we exalt Him, for He is our God. And be thankful unto Him. Oh, how we are. Thankful that God has put us together. Thankful that we have brothers and sisters together like we have. Thankful for the church that Jesus purchased with His own blood, that we can be members of that divine institution, and that in heaven we can all live together forever and ever. And we bless His name. We're grateful to Him. For you see, as we sung a little while ago, because the Lord is good. Present tense. He is. Yes, He was. He has been. He's promised to be. But He is today. He is good. He's good to us because we belong to Him. What a fantastic statement. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations that come after us. To everybody that preaches here when we're gone. To everybody that sits in your seat once you're gone. His truth is always truth. And His mercy is always enduring forever. And it endures to generation after generation after generation. No wonder the psalmist tells us to praise His holy name. I want you to think about this morning. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Yes, bless the name of the Lord. Now in Psalms 103, just three Psalms over, look what you have when the psalmist writes. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise Him, honor Him. Who, me? You, all of us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget, and forget not all the benefits. We want to talk about a few of them today. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the words of the psalmist. Now, first of all, in giving thanks, that's what we are to do. Lift up our voices. Lift up our hearts. Let earth resound with the wonderful message of God. Bless the Lord. I love that picture. I just had to put it on there. Give thanks. How many of you have already done that today? Do you do it every day? Oh, it ought to be every day. I don't know about you, but I just start counting all the blessings I have. They are so many, so many, so many. And you just keep on thinking of all the wonderful things that God has given all of us. The things that we have in this life. How victorious we've been in so many things. No wonder when Paul was writing to the Thessalonian brethren. He said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among them yourselves and to all men. And look what he says, rejoice evermore. Folks at O'Neill, today we rejoice. We rejoice because we're God's people. We love Him. And we are going to be together when we're faithful to Him to the very end forever and ever and ever and ever. How, that's a wonderful statement. And then he says, don't cease to pray. I mean, be praying people. Somebody asks you to pray for them, you pray for them. You call their name when you can. You lift up your voice to God and you ask God to bless that individual. They have asked you to do something for them. You reciprocate by doing it. Don't put it off. Make sure you pray. Pray without ceasing. And look what he says. To these Thessalonian brethren, in everything, Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, think about it. When you sit down and begin to call to mind all the benefits that God has given you and blessed you. Yes, to whom shall we give these thanks? Well, the obvious answer is to the one that said, I am God. To Jehovah, I will strengthen you. Look what he says. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am thy God. Everybody in this group today that are children of God, faithfully serving the Lord, you can say, my God is the God that is the God of all of His people. That's why you love each other. That's why we try to help each other. That's why we smile, we cry. That's why we're here. We belong to the Lord. And the Bible says, for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You make sure you remember something. You make sure that you remember Philippians 4 and verse 13. Underlined in the Bibles of so many. Hope it's underlined in your Bible. I hope not only is it underlined in your Bible, but it's been committed to your memory. Because you see, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's where your strength comes from. That's why you can be so positive. No wonder then, in Philippians 4, verse 19, Paul said, but my God, who's God mine? My God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 34. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. To whom shall we give thanks? Unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God, one who is above all, in whom we live and move and have our very being, our God, the one we love, the one we're seeking to serve, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Why? Because he's God. He deserves our thanksgiving. Number three, what then shall we give thanks to God for? Well, when you look at it, what Paul says, in everything. Let's be specific about some things. Notice he said in Psalms 103 and verse 1 through 5, which we read a few minutes ago, bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget the benefits that you have from God. All right? Wait upon the Lord. Kind of hard sometimes, isn't it? In Isaiah 40 and verse 31, listen to what he says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They're going to get stronger. Do what? Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and they'll not faint. Why? Because they have a beautiful mind that God has given them. That mind which means, as brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Did you hear it? Where's your mind set up on God? What kind of mind do you have? A good mind? A blessing from God? Why? Because you think on things that are true. Because you're honest, you're just, you're pure. God's sight, you're lovely, and you are of good report. There be any virtue, therefore, any praise. Think on these things. I tell you what, that's a good way to walk in life. To have the blessing of a good mind that God's promised us. What to be thankful for? We just stated the benefits of the Lord for God's goodness and mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. I don't know about you, but I need to be wise. Surely we all need wisdom. Daniel 2 and verse 23. I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who hath given me what? Wisdom and might. And hast made known unto me now what we desired of Thee. For Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. What kind of attitude did Daniel have? He wanted wisdom. He got it from whom? From God. Thank God for wisdom. Let's add to that. For the church, brethren in the Lord, are you thankful for everyone who is serving the Lord? We give thanks to God always for you all. That's what Paul said about the Thessalonian brethren, making mention of you in our prayers. Think about being saved. Think about that day when the Lord has promised to say, I will say to you, call your name written in heaven. And just think of what it's going to be like when He calls your name. That unspeakable gift. It's hard to describe it. Why? Because it's a gift from God. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. And look what else we ought to be thankful for. The Word of God. The Bible. Why? The Bible says it changes people. I hope every day of my life that I'll change every day to try to improve myself, to be the kind of person that God wants me. Oh, I haven't always done that, have I? No. I've had to admit my sins, yes. Who have sinned? All of us have. But look what He's saying here. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the Word of God, which you received of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. What does it do? It changes people. When the word of God is loved, when it's taken into your heart, then my friend, what will it do? It'll make a changed person in you. Why? That's the power that we see in the Word of God. And I don't do this enough. Thanking God when He answers my prayer. When He's promised to do it, He does it. And sometimes I don't understand. Don't get the answer that I wanted, but it's His answer. And I know His answer is right. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And our Lord Jesus Christ lifted up His eyes and look what He said. Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. You ever done that? You ever just sit down and thank the Lord for the fact that God heard you? He has answered your prayers. And you thank God for prayers that are answered at Jesus, as Jesus did. But what about the victory at the end? When all is said and done, and we don't take another step, it's the end of the way. It's victory time now. It's time to claim victory. That victory in Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. All through whom? Through Jesus Christ the Lord. What are you thankful for? Oh, my friend, we're thankful for all the blessings that God has given us. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. The word tells us in his word. Now then, in conclusion, when then will we give thanks? When will we pray without ceasing? When will we devote our lives completely to the Lord? When will we come into the assembly and awake and we listen to God and we're praising God and singing praises to the Lamb of God who went to the cross and died so that we might be saved? Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. And the Bible tells us when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, that was, he wasn't to be bound to anyone. Except to the one that he was commanded to bow before. What did Daniel do? Well, Daniel went into his house. And his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. Daniel, don't you know you're not supposed to do that? The edict from the king is, you are to pay me allegiance. You're not to pray to any god but me. Daniel would say, I know what that order is, but I already had an order. I already had charges from God. And I practiced that. And the Bible says, he went forward into his house, his windows being open in his chamber, toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and he prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did beforehand. Morning, noon, and night. Where would you find Daniel? On his knees. What's he doing? Praying. Praying to whom? To the God that is the true God, not the God of man. Morning, noon, and night. When do you pray? Let's pray right now. Bow your heads with me. Eternal God, our Father, we exalt Thee as being our Father, and we want to pray with all of our hearts today that You will fill our hearts with thanksgiving and let us lift up our voices all together as one. And we're praying. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are sick. We pray for the elders, for the deacons, the preachers. We pray for every member of this congregation and children of God everywhere. Oh Lord God, You have been a God that's filled us with so many wonderful things in life. We thank You for them all. And may You today in heaven hear us as we pray. And always, Father, let us remember this time when we prayed together before You. Keep us in Your loving care and bless those who are not in Your family, and we pray that they may obey Thee. In Jesus' name, amen. I read a note the other day. It's really an article. Be thankful for life. Even though I clutch my blankets and groan when the alarm rings each morning, thank You, Lord, that I can hear. There are those who are deaf, and I've thought about that. Wouldn't it be something if you couldn't hear? Even though I keep my eyes tightly closed against the morning light as long as possible, thank You, Lord, that I can see. There are those that are totally blind. They can't see. Even though I huddle in my bed and put off the physical effort of rising, thank You, Lord, that I have the strength to rise. There are many who are bedfast. In a little while, I plan to go to the nursing home. And I'll see people that will not be out of that bed on their own today because they're bedfast. Even though the first hour of my day is hectic, when socks are lost, toast is burned, tempers are short, thank You, Lord, for my family. There are many who are lonely. Don't have anybody. Well, that must be terrible. Even though our table never looks like the pictures in the magazines and the menu is at times unbalanced. Thank you, Lord, for the food we have. There are many who are really hungry. Even though the routine of my job is often monotonous, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to work. There are many who have no work. The conclusion, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. There was a young boy. This young boy didn't have much. And I've got to read a description of what happened to him. One day a poor boy who was selling goods from door to door to pay his way through school realized all he had was a dime in his pocket. Can you imagine someone so poor? Nobody was buying his goods and he was getting very hungry. He decided that he would try to barter for some food at the next house, and so he goes. He rang the doorbell, and when a lovely woman answered, he lost his nerve to barter for food. So he asked only, "Would you please give me a drink of water?" The woman looked at him, instantly knew he was hungry. So instead of bringing him a drink of water, she brought him a glass of milk. He slowly drank it, and when he finished it, he asked, "How much do I owe you?" "Ah," she said, "you don't owe me anything. Mother's taught us never to accept pay for kindness." He said, "Well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it." When Howard Kelly left the house, he not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and good people was renewed. He was ready to give up on both until this thing had happened. Years later, the young woman became critically ill. The local doctors were baffled. They finally sent her to the big city where they called in a specialist to study her rare disease. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a strange feeling overcame him. Immediately, he rose and went down the hall to her hospital room. Dressed in his doctor's gown, he went in to see her and recognized her at once. He went back to the consultation room determined to do his best to save her life. From that day forward, he gave her special attention. After a long struggle, the battle was won. Dr. Kelly requested the business office to pass the final bill to him for approval. He looked at it, and then he wrote something on the edge, and the bill was sent to her. When the woman received the bill, she dreaded opening it because she knew it would take the rest of her life to pay for it all. Finally, as she slowly ripped open the envelope and pulled out the invoice, she looked and something caught her attention. On the side of the bill, she read, "Paid in full with one glass of milk, signed Dr. Howard Kelly." He didn't forget. He was poor one time. Now he was needy in the life of this woman. Jesus Christ died for you. He died for me. That has been paid in full. Friend, if you're not a Christian, today's our thoughts of thanksgiving. Won't you turn to Jesus? Hear His Word, believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Hear His water. What doth hinder you from being baptized? If you're a child of God, you haven't lived like you ought to, God's kindness and mercy is yours to have. Once you will acknowledge it and ask God to help you to get back in your struggles in life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. In His name, the name of Jesus Christ. We extend the greatest invitation to you. He's waiting right now for you to come. If you're subject in any way, won't you do so while together we stand and while we